Picture description advanced. The end of October and the beginning of November mark the period of the year when people feel obliged to go to the graveyard to honour the memory of the deceased. They take flowers and wreaths, light candles or tea light candles, and remember those who have already passed away. It's usually a painful visit for people, though. The graveyards are actually a nice sight, with the flickering flames of the candles and the colourful fresh flowers at this time of the year. This picture must have been taken in a different period of the year, as the trees in the background are lush and green, and the couple standing in front of the grave is wearing lighter colours than is fit for late October or early November weather. They're standing there with a huge bouquet of white flowers, hugging each other and sharing their grief. We don't know who they are mourning. It may be a long-lost loved one, a grandparent or a great-grandparent. It's not a fresh grave, so there is no actual funeral going on at the moment. Death is unfortunately a doom from which there is no escape. Those who live will eventually die and leave behind only memories for those who have known and loved them here on earth. Graveyards are the places where people seem to go to cherish those precious memories. Although few people like to be reminded that life is not infinite and will come to an end sooner or later, facing inconvenient or inevitable facts of life is sometimes necessary to learn to appreciate what we have. The mention of death is a good reminder that, though life is infinite, usually there is still some time to make it count. Life is an irreproducible gift, a one-time experience that won't repeat itself. We have to make the most of it here and now so that when our time comes to depart from Earth, we may leave behind nice memories for others to remember. Mourning is a grave period of life. For some people, it takes only a short while to grieve, and then they get over it and get back to their normal life. However, there are people who can't cope with grief and can't come to terms with death and the loss of their loved ones, and it takes them a lifetime to mourn someone they loved. Queen Victoria, for example, mourned Prince Albert until her own death after he had passed away and wore mostly black all her life. Of course, this is not a positive example, and life is more precious than to spend it only with crying and grief. Grief takes time, a longer or shorter period, depending on the person and the circumstances. But however painful death can be, the pain won't last forever. As the Bible so wisely says, there is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance.